Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Kirst. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's Sunday morning and it's time for us to drop a Soulful Sunday, ISO with Kirst and Ames episode into your ears. I feel like we're just adding. So it was like just an episode. Say today would be meditation. Now it's in ISO with Kirst and Ames meditation. Now it's Soulful Sunday in ISO with Kirst meditation.
No, we're just going to... we're just going to make Sundays a more soulful episode than
right. So we're not talking about decluttering your tools. We're talking about a meditation.
Yeah, we're not also decluttering your soul.
No. I don't even know where to go with that.
Just laugh. It was meant to be a
joke.
That's
all I can do. So... are you guys coping with ISO all right?
Yeah, so far so good. Ask me in another on next Soulful Sunday.
Excellent.
And there may just be one soul left in the house.
We're going well. We're actually surprised how little we need to leave the house and how much we actually have within our house to keep us sustained. So I'm very grateful for that. So on this Soulful Sunday, we just want to acknowledge something. I saw this post on Facebook today that says, you're not stuck at home, you're safe at home. One word can change your attitude. And I thought, yeah, that's really good. I'm not stuck at home. We talked about it. I think it was Thursday or Friday. We talked about wanting to come up with a new word. But I also just wanted to acknowledge that not everybody's safe at home. I think that there's this very privileged position where we say you're safe at home and we're not accounting for domestic violence or food scarcity or neglect or abuse or fear or, you know, there's so many things that make you not safe at home. And so if that's you, we see you today on Soulful Sunday. And if there's anything we can do to help with that, please let us know.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Amy, for mentioning all of that. It's been on my heart too. So, yeah, please reach out to us if we can help in any way or, yeah, just keep tuning in and we can be a safe place for you, even if your home isn't a safe place.
So today's episode is meditation. Have you, Kirst, done any meditation since you've been in ISO? Like intentional
kind
meditation.
I did a yoga session with Emily the other day. She led me in a yoga session and it was very fun.
Oh, it I can imagine that would be quite meditative.
Yes, exactly. She watches this last year at their school, for the last couple of years at their old school, they watched this show Cosmic Kids and it's a like yoga, like it's a it's a yoga show, but they do it through stories. So Emily and I went on a picnic and we picked up food and put it in our – and then went – like it was just fun. It's just a fun way of doing – of moving our body, but it wasn't quite meditative. So, no, I actually haven't done anything very meditative. How about you?
Yeah, I've done quite a few. So a lot of you know that I have an anxiety disorder, which – can flare at times like this, hasn't been exceptionally bad, but I've definitely had moments. But the meditation that I do has really, really helped with that. So I've done meditation twice in a group, and that's just with people that I would usually connect with in person. But we've done that online, and the person who leads that group has done a meditation like as part of an exercise class. And I've been trying to do meditation each night before I go to sleep just so that I don't lie there awake, you know, catastrophizing in my brain. But I've also made myself a little pact, which I thought might be helpful for you, Kirst, or Emily, or our listeners. And that is, every time I see or hear the word breathe, I stop and do 3 really intentional big belly breaths and hold and release and wait and then take a big belly breath again. So I'm finding that, because there's lots of people like saying, just breathe, it'll be okay. I'm like, okay, I saw the word breathe. I stop and I breathe. Or if I hear it on a podcast while I'm listening, I stop and I do like just a, it probably takes 10 seconds. But I found that that's really helpful for me.
Awesome. What a great way of anchoring it to something as well.
Yeah, it's like doing your pelvic floor exercises when you're at a red light. You don't have to remember it. You just have that little trigger.
Yeah. I was actually watching Operation Ouch with the kids the other night, and their episode, it was aimed at teenagers and mental health. It was all about mental health, actually, and it was fantastic. And they were actually talking about how cortisol, you know, how our body produces cortisol, and it increases our, you know, when we're stressed, it increases our cortisol. And it was actually compared meditation or a yoga class with a singing class. And if either of those two were better for reducing our stress levels. And both of them came out with a reduction in stress levels. So the I don't know if they were, what type of doctor that they had on talking about it, but they were the research doctor that they had was saying that, yeah, as long as you're doing something that you love, it will help to reduce your stress levels if you're doing something that you love. So if it's meditation, if it's joining pub choir, or they've been doing, have you seen the virtual choir?
Oh, I love them. Oh. I love them. I was like, I wonder if we could do that with like the people in our church or something.
Or we should do it in our community, get everybody singing.
We should get Cal to actually write that Don't Put It Down, Put It Away song and then do a virtual choir with that.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
All right, I'll get my husband onto it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just had read this on Facebook too, which I thought I would read out, from one of my friends, Jane. She says, a small tip from an article I read about a study done in Italy at the moment. Even if you can't sing, as in can't sing in tune, sing. Sing whatever gets your heart happy around the house or in the shower or outside or in the garden. Drive everyone in your house crazy with singing. It will lift your mood. People in your houses, in your homes, moods will lift. And your kids, most importantly, will get a sense of everything is okay. Mum and dad are singing. I really like that.
That's awesome. Can I put a caveat to that though? Oliver has found this YouTube challenge that is listen to one song on repeat for 10 hours. And he chose to listen to Yummy by Justin Bieber for 2.5 hours yesterday. And the reason he chose that song is because we had said to him it wasn't entirely appropriate song for a 10-year-old. And so he thought, well, what better way to rid myself of my love of that song than by singing it for 10 hours? And it is a very annoying, catchy song. And so I think that that would drive me batty if he actually had that going on out loud for another 7.5 hours that he's due to sing that for.
That is a very long time to sing one song.
Yeah, on repeat. So he goes, "Mum, I know every single word of that song now." And I was like, awesome. Thankfully, he doesn't quite understand the gist of that song yet. I remember singing, have you heard it, Amy?
I don't know the name, or I don't know anything musical. Like, I might recognize it, but I wouldn't know the name of it.
Okay, well, it's about Justin Bieber singing a love song to his wife and how yummy he finds her. And it reminds me of, listen, this will make you all laugh. I remember singing, and it will also show my age. So there's a Neha Sherry song called Gigolo, which, and my dad actually had to explain to us what that song was, because my sister and I had made a whole dance out of that song and performed it for my mum and dad. And he's like, girls, do you know what that word means? And we're like, no. And when he explained it, we didn't dance to that song again.
The good old 80s and 90s, hey?
Oh, no, like boom, 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 let's go back to my room. Like, oh, my goodness, all these wrong songs. And then I get hung up about yummy. I don't get hung up. We just said to Ollie, you know, probably not the best song for a 10-year-old to be singing at the moment, or, you know, at any time. But it's a very catchy song. Yes. So I agree with Jane that if you're singing uplifting songs and they're appropriate, that it will lift people's spirits. But I don't know about you. Well, actually, I do know about you. I know that your son isn't a huge fan of other people in your home singing very much. And
yeah,
so,
Jesse would be quite happy for everyone to be silent permanently.
Yeah. And I know that Simon is happy when he's singing. But if we're singing, like, oh, I got in the car the other day and Emily was like in a bit of a grump, so I started dancing in the car. And that turned her world upside down. She was laughing by the end of it because I was doing all these really silly moods. So I think that I agree with Jane that singing and dancing really lifts people's moods, even if you can't sing or can't dance.
Oh, so good. Well, we hope that Soulful Sunday has put a smile on your face. It's given you some action to do. And tomorrow you'll have a regular episode drop into your podcast feed. And then Tuesday we'll be back with ISO with Kirsten Ames. So we'd love you to rate and review our podcast. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Hold on, we haven't done our gratitude.
We haven't. Oh, my goodness, we can't skip the gratitude. Okay, you go first.
My gratitude today is that I can find various ways to meditate. I can spend time reading my Bible or playing worship music. I can spend time being grateful with my family, and I can just spend time out in the beautiful nature, and I find all those things meditative. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. What about you?
I'm grateful for my indoor plants. I'm grateful for two of my friends, Joan and Trudy, who have encouraged my love of indoor plants. And I've just really enjoyed nurturing them. I often, like, I look after them usually, but I've just taken a bit more time over the last week when we've been in ISO, and just moved them around and given them different light and taken them outside for an hour. And I love that even though humans have fear at the moment and uncertainty, that these plants are like, we just need water and we need sunlight, and they're just happy. And it is meditative as well, I think, just looking after people are gardening and looking after my indoor plants.
And they give life back to us too. So it's good that you're looking after them, because Simon went out and bought a plant for his study actually. And I was most surprised. I mean, he loves gardening, but he doesn't like indoor plants because he's the only one who looks after them. Even though I love them and I love the air quality that they bring to our home. So I was surprised that he bought one.
Good on him.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, hope you have a lovely, lovely, soulful Sunday and that you're able to take some time for yourself today. And as Amy said, we can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. No, Tuesday.
Tuesday and tomorrow, but we just won't be live tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, see you then.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.